in Ziploc that. Right on my waistline is why I kept that strap. I remember nights, I didn't remember nights. I damn near went crazy, I had to get it right. Now I'm your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Hey, now I'm your favorite trapper's favorite trapper. The absolute truth, yeah, no joke. Who me? I emerged from the crack.
Randy.
Tron.
Randy Randowski, what's up?
Nothing, man. How are you?
Good. Just got good swollen. Just eating some chicken tikka masala and a milkshake right now.
Huge. Need it.
Quickly. How you feeling?
Good, man. They won't even come and fix my refrigerator. It's killing me.
What's going on? So not only will they not pay for everything in your refrigerator.
Well, I don't know. I came home today and I saw that they hadn't been here, so now I'm gonna start swinging the hammer.
I should put them on blast. You should call it Harrelson.
So how
was your day? Good? Otherwise?
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Yeah, it's getting hot here again.
Yeah, it's kinda hot here today too. It was like above 90 for the first time.
Yeah. So I think I'm playing the Scarlet tomorrow. It's nice.
That's tasty. Who are you playing over there with?
CJ.
Han. Nice.
Han. Ruby. I'm your white knight. All right, man. You got some strong takes for me or what?
Yeah, I better. I mean, sounds like...
I want some mega strong takes.
I feel like you were fired up more than me today.
I was fired up. Now I've come back around. I can't land in any spot.
There's too many takes.
There's no high ground in this whole thing. I've been around and around. Now I'm back on the player's side. The IFC's dirty as hell.
Like an hour ago, you were completely against the players, thinking that they were selfish and...
Yeah, they are. But if the Olympics were actually this ideal that they pretend to be, it'd be such an easy argument. But the Olympics suck. The IOC is corrupt. Tokyo freaking bribed their way to the 2020 Games.
So I think it all comes back to format, right?
I'm going with the ball now, too. Like,
what's
the schedule?
That?
Well, the schedule sucks, too.
Yeah. But then, all right, so think about it. If you did what are the best tournaments, or a couple of the best tournaments we've watched this year? The men's and women's NCAAs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get four or five, you give each country like four players who stroke play for the first two rounds, and then best three or four players from each country. Then you get peer pressure going on, too. If it's an actual team match play competition for, say, you know, say the first two rounds are stroke play,
right.
And then after that you do, you know, the best eight teams advance or, you know, however, like literally just straight up copied NCAA. You're telling me that that wouldn't be captivating? I mean, seeing, you know.
It would be.
Like, well, and I think guys would have, there would have been more peer pressure to show up because you would have been actually letting guys down instead of it just being a, you know, individual, you're not letting anybody down except for the people putting on the event.
So the format's not ideal.
It stinks. It's terrible. It's a disgrace. Like, that's why this whole thing with Peter Dawson roasting all these players is just asinine.
Has he roasted anybody? I mean, I know he's expressed.
That was why Rory went nuts today.
Okay.
Rory got all passive aggressive on him too.
Is it because Dawson was like the risk of Zika? Or players may have overreacted to the risk of Zika.
Whereas Rory just owned it. He just said, "I didn't want to play."
Yeah.
That was sweet. I love it. I want Rory to embrace the kind of the outsider, just I'm going to come in, do my thing, and then not be beholden to anybody kind of mentality.
Yeah.
Whereas Jay Spencer just wants to please everybody. Jason Day, you know, can't.
Jay Spencer's definitely diplomatic.
Jason Day can't, like, he can't go, like, 3 days without without something ostensibly being wrong with him. Guy's a hypochondriac.
He avoided, narrowly avoided, like, catastrophic injury today in his practice round.
What was it, a rib?
I don't even know. I didn't even read the article. I don't care to.
It's laughable.
All right. And then I want to touch on, though, so it was originally, obviously, Spieth and Rory's pressers kind of lit the tinderbox. And then people started jumping in, throwing haymakers on them. And then people started beating back against the Olympics. And you've got, like, journos and the talking heads split. They're just swinging wildly on everything.
Brandel went in on Rory.
Yeah, I know. Shippy's riding to the Olympics.
So Shipnuck blasted. He had a great blast, first thing, though, about Spieth, like, you know, he was like emergency shopping for a ring or something like that for his girlfriend Annie. I thought that was just kicked off the proceedings.
Yeah. So Shipnuck got in early. Other dudes are like, who cares?
Shippy denied. I DM'd him and I said, hey man, are you on the take? And he said, no, I wish I was on the take. I just like stirring the pot.
Yeah,
he just wants to watch the world burn, which I respect.
I just don't even know where to fight. I don't even know who to fight. I don't even know where I stand.
I think you need to just take it all through that whole progression.
Yeah.
Even back to a couple weeks ago where you were like, the Olympics stink, and then you flip today, and then you flip back.
And then, like, no. Ghost was just killing everybody indiscriminately.
Go something like 7 fights down to it.
Yeah, like, damn, dude. Just killing, just jumping in, third man in the ring.
He and Van Pelt went back and forth for like 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, God. Good stuff. People are just grumpy today.
I love it. People were like that every day.
Truck idling across the street, big semi, waiting to deliver food to fish and chips place.
I'm watching live from the open. Sean Foley's like tatted up all of his left bicep. Mind blowing. There's like little tats poking out there.
So okay, so Spieth withdraws, and then Rory follows him into the press room. And absolutely takes a dump on Peter Dawson and golf at the Olympics.
And everybody and everything. It was
everything. And essentially with a, you know, complete lack of regard. The last thing, I think the most lasting words from his press conference were that he probably wasn't going to watch the Olympic golf. And then when pressed with a follow-up question, what are you going to watch? Or he said he'd watch the Olympics, but not the golf, probably. And then they're like, well, what will you watch? And he cited track and field, swimming, and diving, like essentially, you know, the things that matter. And I guess my only problem with that, my biggest problem with that, is why is diving included in the things that matter? That's
As opposed to what? Like rhythmic dancing?
Well,
or powerlifting or ping pong?
Well, I think more globally, like, I think women's gymnastics is probably the marquee Olympic event. So certainly, if we're talking things that matter, I think, you know, basketball is cool.
But no, I just don't think, Greg Louganis is not walking through that door. So what are we talking about?
We're talking about probably some 15-year-old Chinese kids, right?
Yeah.
You know what Rory should have said? I'm going to watch the sports that matter in the Olympics, and I'm going to watch the John Deere. That's what he should have said.
Okay, well, we didn't even mention Spieth isn't even going to go to the Deere to defend his title.
Which is just disgusting to me.
It may be the biggest. That might upset me the most out of anything that came up today.
Is there an opposite like European tour event the week of the Olympics?
Could not tell you.
I feel like Rory should seek that out and go play in it, like the Russian Open or something.
Somehow out of this, the RNA and USGA got dragged in, and Luke Donald was going in on the USGA because they don't have good food. And they get,
what?
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they were citing, like, the USGA gets $100 million a year in TV rights or whatever. And so it's like, what do they spend it on? And Luke Donald's like, well, not on food for players and families. Like, hashtag chicken tenders.
That's awesome.
It's just a complete free-for-all. Oh, God.
Secret Tour Pro had a great Diana Murphy blast. That they were spending all the money on liquor for her. That was good stuff. I like that one. I think the biggest tragedy of it all is that Ryo Ishikawa did not make it to Rio. Right?
You know what? I think that is the biggest tragedy. I think it's a true tragedy in the fullest sense.
And how is Ted Scott escaping any blame in this too?
He bounced. He's not going.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He should be getting thrust into the firing line too.
He's actually not going because he cited wanting a week off from Bubba. I think was his official reason. I won't kill the guy for that.
I think we've kind of run the course here. And really, I mean, I'm scrolling down the list, and once you get down to about past the top 30 or 35 guys in here, there's dudes that I've never even heard of.
Australia just announced the two Australian men going are Scott Hend and Marcus Fraser. I would have bet everything I had that Scott Hend and Marcus Fraser were British. I didn't even know they're Australian.
It's like Ken Duke.
I'm not just saying that. I literally thought they were. I didn't know who they really were. Probably would have guessed British.
Like Fabrizio Zanotti. He's from Paraguay. I thought that he was on the Formula One circuit or the IndyCar circuit.
Dude, if Piercy really wanted to go, this would have been the prime time to try to get on that Australian team.
Yeah. Danny Chia from MAS. Like, what is MAS? What country is
it? Malaysia? I don't think so.
MAS country. Yeah. So it's Malaysia. And then speaking of Asia, you got SSB Chaurasia in there. Rupe Kako from Finland. I mean, this is incredible. So Vijaygas did commit?
I don't know.
After all that wavering back and forth? Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see who shows up.
This is so ripe for Kuchar to win and then people to trumpet it as like this huge win for him.
Yeah.
disgusting. All right, I think we've beat this one to death. But I don't think we've heard the end of it either. There's going to be, you know, I want Rory to win this week and then just keep his, Sherman marching through Atlanta thing going, just burning everything down in his wake.
I think that's certainly what I was. It's great. It's great theater.
Yeah, and further, and there's no opposite field Euro Tour event. There's the D&D Real Czech Masters presented by Pornhub the following week, 18th through 21st. But
hey, how about real quick, because
yeah,
it's being neglected. Who do you like in the Barbers Hall this weekend?
Ooh, shit. Good question. Well, I threw Pat and Kizire in there, and then he tweeted me from Troon. He was like, that would be awesome if I won that tournament. I'm playing the British Open this week. So I apologize for that. But I think,
I mean, Spence is in it.
I know. I think this course should suit Spence a little bit, too. It's kind of a grind a little bit out there. Greens are – not sure if he gets along with Bermuda Greens all that well, but he's definitely – it's not super, super long. So Spence, Luke List, I haven't looked at it too closely yet, but I think there's some – like Patrick Rogers is in the field. I think somebody young like that's going to win this week. Or I could be totally wrong, because I feel like, some of the people that play well here have been just straight-up journeymen, too. So we shall see. Who do you like?
We shall. I don't, I couldn't tell you who's going to win it. I really hope Luke Guthrie starts showing out again. I had bought some stock there. The Ducks are in the field.
Frank Licklider's in the field.
He's a Northern Kentucky guy. I think it's time for Carlos Ortiz to do something, quite frankly.
I think that guy's been – he's been in the witness protection program early last year.
Mm-hmm. So, Zach Blair's got a lot of good vibes.
That's another guy.
Going around him.
I think Blair should be.
He's doing a lot of work with the Buck Club and really active on Twitter. I just like his – no, I'm serious. I like his energy right now.
Bud Colley. I think Bud Colley's starting to vibe a little bit, getting his strength back. He had elbow surgery or shoulder surgery or something. He's starting to vibe a little bit. I might make a play on one beginning at 100-1. That Robbie Shelton dude's in the field. He played really well here last year. He got a top five last year. I don't know. It's a crapshoot.
For sure.
Obviously. Heath Slocum. Surprised he's not down at Gulfstream Park or out at Santa Anita riding the ponies.
All right. Well, we can
we can go ahead and end this one, right?
Yeah, we'll hit the eject on this one. Nice is the spot for that track drop.
I told him, straight drop this and Ziploc that. Right on my waistline is why I kept that strap. I remember nights. I didn't remember nights. I damn near went crazy. I had to get it right. Now I'm your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. Hey, now I'm your favorite trapper's favorite trapper. The absolute truth. Yeah, no joke.